Hi, and welcome to First Bite, a Nation's Restaurant News podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Friday, August 12th, and here are your top stories. First, Sweetgreen lays off 5% of its corporate workforce. The fast casual restaurant chain now has a 50-50 urban-suburban split in stores. Second, Wendy's scales back planned Reef delivery units. The delivery-only operator looks at fewer single-brand units and encounters permitting difficulties, CEO Todd Penegor says on the second quarter earnings call. Third, Chipotle Mexican Grill to pay New York City workers $20 million as part of a labor settlement. The fast casual restaurant chain has agreed to pay 13,000 workers for violating their right to predictable schedules and paid sick leave. Fourth, First Watch's second quarter growth momentum defies restaurant industry struggles. In the company's first second quarter earnings, the breakfast chain reported double-digit same-store sales and revenue growth. And finally, Popeyes agrees to China development deal with Cartesian Capital. The private equity firm has more than 450 Tim Hortons units in the country. Now let's dive deeper into one of these stories. Wendy's reported its second quarter earnings on Wednesday morning, and the big news to come out of it was the chain's downsizing of its partnership with Reef Technology, the embattled third-party ghost kitchen provider. Mainly, the chain found that Reef's new strategy, which changed in light of some labor practices at the operator, wasn't working for the quick service brand. In light of that news, same-store sales were still up 3.7% at Wendy's, with an increase of 2.3% domestically and 15.2% internationally. Here's Ron Ruggles with more on the story.
Well, the 7,000-unit company, probably the biggest announcement was it scaled back its growth plans for through 2025 because it altered its deal with Reef. That was a big story last year in August when Wendy's announced it was creating 700 stores over the next 5 years with Reef. But Reef has since, because of its own problems, has scaled back how it's approaching the kitchens, which are often in urban areas, which Wendy's had actually seen it as a great opportunity to get its brand into urban areas where it didn't have stores or existing real estate. But it wanted to do it with Reef as the sole brand of that Reef kitchen. Reef has changed its model. It is now doing multiple brands out of its Reef kitchens, and that has led Wendy's to pull back some from the deal. The CFO said that they currently have about 75 units. They expect to have 65 of the Reef units by the end of the year, so they're going to be closing a few, and most of those are going to be in Canada and the UK. Because Reef has altered its model to have domestic stores offer multiple brands for delivery only. They said that they would expect to have about 125 Reef kitchens. Most of those are going to be abroad in Canada and UK, which is a considerable, that's by 2025, that's a considerable drop from the 700 that were part of the original deal. So you're talking less than a quarter of the growth that they'd anticipated with the Reef kitchens is going to bear fruit. So it's a big hit. It's a little bit of a hickey for their growth plans.
But what about brick and mortar expansion? Wendy's is still looking to grow, isn't it?
They're also looking at new markets, especially international. They brought up on the call that Spain was a very likely market for them to seek franchise partners. And they're continuing to grow company brick and mortar stores in the UK and Reef satellite stores in the UK.
One area CEO Todd Penegor spoke about during the earnings call was breakfast. The day part, which was introduced in March of 2020, became the thing that held Wendy's together during the pandemic while its competitors' sales were shrinking. Penegor said the chain is looking to capture its fair share of the QSR breakfast business.
Breakfast continues to grow as people come out of the pandemic. A lot of it is people stopping by for some sort of drink at Wendy's. But on Monday, Wendy's has altered its, what it started in March of 2020, is when they introduced breakfast system-wide. It's in all but five of the restaurants, the CEO said during the call. But they're now adding French toast sticks, so they have a sweet element to what had been mostly a savory menu of breakfast items. So they're hoping that will be good for, especially as people go back into schools, that it'll be something that kids especially will like. Four pieces, six pieces of French toast with a maple dipping sauce. The one thing that they did say was that restaurants that are offering breakfast, $2,000 in sales of breakfast items per week is break even. Most of their units are now doing $2,500 to $2,700 of breakfast sales. So they see it as a profitable, for the franchisees especially, a profitable add-on. They're also continuing to stand by their promise to spend $16 million on promoting breakfast in Canada, where they have about 400 stores, and the U.S. So the promotional aspect of breakfast will continue for Wendy's.
And what about financials? Did the chain comment on why they're seeing these increases?
Their same-store sales continue to grow at a modest pace. They're saying that they are starting to feel a little bit of folks trading down, but for the most part, they felt confident on their guidance for the year. So I expect it's going to be continue to grow in the mid-single digits.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We'll be back Monday. In the meantime, keep up to date with your news on NRN.com.